This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Back here on Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Happy to welcome in now Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network. Blake, how you been doing, man? Survived after yesterday's wild ride, I'm sure.
Man, Blake ain't had nothing to do over the last couple weeks. He ain't nothing to do.
My fingers hurt, Mike. My fingers hurt, guys. You know, I've been typing so much, I don't know really what to do right now. This guy's committing. This guy's signed. My, you know, hey, are we going to land DJ Pickett? Oh, no, Corey Raymond, what's happening? Oh, wait, he signed. It was a really eventful day.
Bet it was. And we were talking about this with Ross Dellinger, how it's changed throughout the years. And we had the Bayou Bash in that February time frame and go there. And, man, waiting for faxes to come in. So they announced
everyone's it. Like, what's a fax now?
Yeah, fax now. You got to explain that fax machine situation. But now it's so totally changed. And I told this to Ross. I think one day, you know what's going to be a really huge event? It'll be the first day of transfer portal opening up.
I wonder if LSU lands some of these DBs and wide receivers, Mike, if they don't pop a $1,000 bottle of champagne at supper club, you know, because they need them. But, yeah, I'm with you. It's definitely been a really big change. But, you know, Mike, what's crazy, too, you know, like just how quickly this has happened. You know, I remember – you know, talking to people way back in the day and then just being that, you know, Coach O would, you know, walk around the facility saying, hold that tiger, you know, and they had a big day. And then now, you know, Brian Kelly's, I guess, call for plea, Mike, yesterday in reference to what it's now become. So it's really crazy. I just try to stay out of money. Is the kid coming? Where is he going? And we go from there, you know.
Blake, talking about that, and I said this on the show yesterday, I remember Brian Kelly's press conference on that Saturday after the season, and you came on with me to Monday. And my thing is, you can't build a team just off high school players. You and I talked about it. There's no way you can do it today. You're not going to be able to keep up. You got to look at the transfer portal for at least a third of your roster because all this changeover. I mean, what I heard yesterday, that was a different story than what I heard 2 years ago and last year, sort of a same, you know, play the violin. Now he's totally flipped on that. I'm glad he has. But I think you and I, we talked about this the first time he made those comments. That was not reality. You had to get into the new world where money is king and you're going to have to sell them more than that name on the jersey or that brand.
No doubt, Mike. And I remember, you know, a part of that conversation we talked about, don't be shy because Denver Harris didn't pan out, right? Like, don't be gun-shy that, oh, well, you know, this it didn't go well for us last time. You don't have the Florida State effect. You have to do both. Mike, what is happening in recruiting? Go look at anyone in the country who's in the playoff other than, like, the SMUs and Indianas of the world, okay? What do all of them have in common? Since 2020, their top eight guys stick, meaning the top eight guys that they evaluated stick. They are role players at minimum for them at a high level. Go look at Oregon. Go look at Ohio State. Even Bama's strong core, the whole offensive line, the quarterback, one of the running backs. I mean, Mike, your top guys have to stick because 40 to 50% of your roster is going to be gone in 2 years. Now, I think the number right now is like 42% after 2 years is going to be on the roster. I would love to see it now, Mike, because look at the 2023 class for LSU. Look, it's destroyed. So what do we know about that? Eight guys are probably going to stay on that roster from the 2 years ago class. Mike, they got to go hit it. I mean, look at the depth that's not there now that you couldn't develop. Let's look at just defense alone. Mike, you need safeties. You need probably a slot and a boundary corner because you're not going to just start a true freshman and hope everything pans out. Maybe you do. I don't know. Hopefully Stingley. Mike, they need D-line help. Who's going to rush the edge? I mean, when they play in the bowl game, who's your edge rusher? Because I doubt Swinson is in the bowl game. I doubt that there's a situation where Savion Jones, he may play. I don't know. But, Mike, who are you going to have? Kalaj Cobbins? With all due respect to Kalaj Cobbins, I think he's going to develop into a nice player. But that's the point that I go to. So now every single position group, Mike, right now, I can make the argument that they got to go get dudes. I'm not talking about, you know, this kid that came from Tomato Can State. They got to go get dudes. And, Mike, how do you get dudes? Well, they learned out in the spring. They backed out multiple times. They said Brian Kelly in his press conference even stated, we didn't want to go above the cap. Well, yesterday you asked for money. There's a lot of people showing you on social media, all right, here you go. Now, Mike, whatever they're doing, it's going to be helping because we haven't been doing this. Mike, I went on radio at Ohio State 2 weeks ago, Ohio State Radio. Three of their commercials are from the collective, three. And I was on a, 20-minute show. So it just goes on to show this is the new way of the world. You got to go in the portal, Mike, because if you don't, you're going to get left behind. Last thing I'd say on this, the number one team in the country, let's look at what their offense looks like at the current moment, Mike. They got a quarterback from the portal. They got two of their wide receivers are from the portal. Best wide receivers are from the portal. Both of their tackles are from the portal. Oh, you want to go D-line? Well, we can do that too. So, Mike, every single body is not only recruiting from within, but they're establishing through the portal through great guys that are difference makers, and you got to do that in today's world or you're going to get left behind.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Two players I have you comment about. One is, man, I hear a lot about it, Jacoby Matthews. Your thoughts on, is he a guy that LSU would target? Man, they need safety help really bad. No matter what they signed yesterday, they need veteran safety help. Is Matthews a guy you think that they target?
I think he is. I don't know if they target him, Mike, but I would say that conversations at minimum will be had. And not only will be had, Mike, I mean, the kids, you know, I'll leave this here, but he's not very far from them to find. So I think that, Mike, at minimum, those conversations are going to be had. And I think if the stars align and they make the final, you know, okay on it, I do think Jacoby Matthews would be in Baton Rouge, maybe on the other side of the Baton Rouge. But nevertheless, he'll still be there.
Nick Anderson, he was a freshman All-American wide receiver at Oklahoma. This year he dealt with a ton of injuries and really didn't play much at all. And I saw today he threw his name into the transfer portal. He's a 6'3" and a half receiver. who can run like hell. I mean, he got some speed out there. Would that be a type receiver LSU would take a look at? Because now you lose Shelton Sampson today, who did nothing. For 2 years, he ain't caught one pass. He was one of the most highly recruited players in the state of Louisiana that year. Nick Anderson has got some skins on the wall as a freshman at Oklahoma. He'd have 2 years of eligibility, really three, to be honest with you. Would he be in the mix or somebody like him, a bigger receiver? Because I think you got to get a big receiver type here in this lineup.
Yeah, Mike, he's definitely got to be. I mean, they got to put their name in the hat. They don't have a choice, right? So, I mean, Nick Anderson being in there, like you mentioned, 6'4", they need a big body. I mean, Mike, you're going to see why they need size in the bowl game. I mean, there's not going to be anybody there. But I do think, Mike, that he is somebody that they will go after and target. The other is going to be the Kentucky wide receiver, Barrion Brown, who is very, very fast and has been electric. Mike, I think that that might be an area that they go. Now, he's not a small kid, but he's not a bruising type kid that can catch anything over the middle either. So I do think Nick Anderson will get in that fold. But, Mike, I do think that there are some other kids like the Hudson kid from Texas Tech that they've really looked at too. So I'm not sure specifically their order or anything like that, but I know that Barrion Brown is going to definitely get a look, and I think Hudson will as well along with Anderson. I just don't know what they think in that room that they need, obviously, or where they want to go. But I have a pretty good idea that those are the three that they're going after.
Edge rusher, to me, comes into play here. You're going to have to get you a couple of them. You lost Savion. Yep. And then, you know, Braden Swenson, he had an unbelievable year. I give him a lot of credit. Man, I'd have bet a lot of money that he wouldn't have done that this year. And he came through for you. This team has to go out and get two edge rushers.
Mike, I mean, they do. I don't know where they are. I mean, it's early, but, I mean, they got to. I don't know where they would go and get it. I mean, unless – I don't know. I don't know where they go there. I'm going to be real with it because I don't know. You're going to have to really evaluate some lower level talent too, Mike, that has been productive, and try to bring in here. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, Mike. There might be some edge guys that hit, but you know, just some. I have a bad feeling about that position. I do think, Mike, more in the interior, it's going to be a big thing, but. I don't know. You need interior help. I just don't know. You know, that guy on the exterior of the D-line is going to be very, very highly pursued. Mike, I don't know what they're going to do there. I think they'll get in the wars with them, but I don't know. I feel really bad on that one right now.
Yeah, the other thing, Blake, and we'll leave you go after this, is what I see less and less of at all of these camps, defensive ends, pass rush, outside linebackers. You know where they are? They're playing tight end. Look at all the tight ends now that are coming out of the college ranks to hit the NFL like we've never seen before. You know why? When I talk to those guys, Mr. Mike, I don't play on defense. I'm a receiver. Oh, I'll play tight end. They don't want to play on defense. That is one area that is really lacking numbers-wise, and I think we're starting to see it.
Mike. As my daddy would say, girls love touchdowns. They don't dig sacks.
I got you.
Blake, awesome stuff as always. Appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much and have a good one.
Thank you, Blake.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Founder and CEO of the RU Serious Sports Network, Blake Ruffino. You can check out all his work there.